Legendary professional football head coach Tom Landry once said, "Setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and staying with that plan." Welcome back to the podcast, and welcome to episode 216 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Gehr. I'm the author of The Walking Leader, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. Without delay, let's get the show started. I welcome you again to this episode, and continuing with our self-leadership series, the topic for this episode is, why is it important to keep the plans I make for myself? Or why is it important to keep the plans you make for yourself? And see, your plans are your word. It's what your intentions are. This is what I want to do. And in most cases, the plans you make for yourself is to, well, I plan to start exercising. I plan to eat right. I plan to do more reading. I plan to do more writing. I plan to learn another language. And that's all well and good. And a lot of us do that. A lot of us have those plans. Those are the serious plans in life that we need to take care of and address and look at. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes we don't execute on those plans. But let's talk about why it is important to keep the plans you make for yourself. See, what it all comes down to is you become what you execute from your plans. Yes. You've made your plans and you grow from that. You become that once you execute on them. And let's take a look back here. And I'm going to use myself as an example here personally. Over the course of this pandemic, the stay-at-home orders and the mask mandates and all of that. Well, a couple of things I planned to do. One, I planned and I studied and I became a licensed amateur radio operator. First time. I prepared and currently am writing a new self-leadership book. So be on the lookout for that one. That's coming down the line. But wait a minute, there's more. I also studied, tested, and now I am certified in the American Red Cross First Aid, CPR, AED, and EpiPen. That's right. So again, covered there. And also, most people don't know this, but over this time, I also became an ordained minister. That's right. I can perform weddings now. So, and a couple of other things, but that's a lot. But that was all planned. That was all planned. And finally, I executed on that plan because on top of regular 9-to-5 everyday work, I still had this other stuff. I was stuck here at home. So the commute was gone. So I used that time wisely. And, but enough about me. You get the picture. We execute the plans and we become what we execute from those plans. So what are your plans? What do you have in the back burner or in some notebook that you wrote down someplace, a list of the things that you want to do? These are your plans. You know, it's just, well, where is it and what are they? Let me use another example. I have an old friend of mine had always wanted to skydive. So one day she called up the local skydiving organization to get the information on what their prerequisites were, what had to be done before anyone could jump out of their perfectly good airplanes. Well, it was going to be a tandem jump, so it wasn't like, oh, here you go, here's a chute, good luck, you're on your own. No, it's a tandem jump. And usually, unless you're in the military, your first jump is going to be tandem because you have to learn from an experienced jumper. Well, my friend was not thrilled at the requirements, and she was not thrilled at all. I mean, almost to the point of backing out. But my friend wanted to jump out of an airplane. That was her plan. That was it. And she wanted to make that plan a reality. So she did what she had to do to put her plan into action. She exercised, got to the target weight, and in turn, she lowered her blood pressure, which is a good thing, and was in the best shape of her life. So not long after reaching that required weight, she was up there among the rarefied air and made her first jump. So you see, she now has that under her belt. Now, again, it's what you do with your plans and you execute on them. And in this case, she completed and did what she had to do. And so I can honestly say when we accomplish something, we feel good when we accomplish something, especially something we've planned and prepared for and worked on and we've accomplished it. That sense of accomplishment creates a greater sense of confidence. And of course, with a greater sense of confidence creates a greater and deeper sense of wanting more, of doing more, of making more happen. And I don't know anyone who does not want a greater sense of confidence, let alone create and do more. So who does this involve? This involves you. Solely you. It's you. It's your word. It's your plan. It's you. And how you go about it falls on you. What you do with it, it's all about you. It's yours. It's yours. And you can put this on a calendar. You can put this on a notepad. You can put this on your iPhone notes section, wherever. But it's yours. It's your word. It's your plan. This is what you want to execute. And you, well, you got to stick to it. You got to stick to it. It's important because that's how you become better. That's how you grow. That's how you gain that confidence. And hey, as I mentioned, who doesn't want more confidence in their life and wanting to do more? I know after I wrote my first book, The Walking Leader, I was ready to write more. And I'm still writing more. And I'm writing more and more. But it's one of those that because you did it the first time, you liked it, it felt good, we're going to do it again. So I don't know if my friend, it's like I said, it's an old friend. I don't know if my friend has jumped anymore since then. I kind of want to hope so. Kind of wish they have if they haven't. Or hope so. I hope they did. And if not, I wish they do. Because it's one of those experiences that wants and you want more out of it. So again, it's yours, solely yours. It's, of course, you know, you should always be working on your plans and always trying to achieve them and work on them and get them. And under all conditions and circumstances, you should keep the plan. However, you know, as we've recently found out, life has a tendency to happen. And life has a tendency to happen on its own terms. Think of this COVID-19 pandemic, you know. But, you know, in some cases, it doesn't stop people. Some people started businesses, you know, 6-7-figure businesses. Other people lost weight, 10s, 20s, 50s, 100 pounds. People just took advantage of the situation because it was a gift. Yes, it was a terrible time, but it was also a gift because it gave us that time to kind of look back on ourselves and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves. So even a pandemic shouldn't stop you. In the case of my skydiving friend, you know, she didn't stop because there were requirements that had to be met before taking that first jump. The conditions and circumstances may delay you in keeping your plans and in making your plans a reality, but they should never stop you from making your plans a reality, from turning them into a reality. See, once you make them, you do everything you can to make them happen. You've got to be open-minded, and most of all, you've got to be flexible with this. Because again, you got to roll with the punches. You never know what's coming down the road, what's around the next bend, what's over the next hill, what's on the other side of the calendar. Solicit ideas if you're not too sure how to accomplish these things, or some of them might be a little bit bigger. So solicit ideas from your team members, your peers, your colleagues on how they accomplish their task. Now, please keep in mind, just like anything else when you involve other people, your results may vary. What worked for them might not work for you. And what works for you more than likely will never, ever work for anybody else. But because we're all unique in what we do, how we approach things, and as human beings. So keeping that in mind, yes, you can ask them for assistance. Hey, how did you make this happen? What steps did you need to take? And maybe you're missing just the one little thing that they say, and it inspires you to go, oh, I forgot about that. So see how others are doing their things, but don't fall into their trap. Because again, what works for them might not work for you. Be a master at time management. Manage your time. That really has a lot to do with it. And as I mentioned, you know, all the other stuff that I accomplished this past year was outside of my regular 9-to-5. I was still giving them 100%. Okay, well, as much as I could give them, right? There's no 110%, no. Because if I had 110% to give, then technically I was not giving all 100% to begin with. So, also, time management. Don't fall into that trap of, oh, well, I stay late or I come in early and so they take up my time. And it's like, no, you're just being a very bad time manager. You cannot manage time if you have to work late, if you have to come in early. You're not managing your time. So, yes, other stuff on the outside is going to suffer. So be careful there. And, of course, as always, be flexible enough to know that turning your plans into a reality will not be overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. Yeah, there are those few rare occasions But it's not going to happen overnight. It's not. So understand that your time, your commitment, your energy goes into turning that plan into a reality. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time. You might get lucky. You might get a here or there, a one-off, but, you know, that's it. We don't all get that lucky. So let's get to work. And no matter what you're doing, if you get a plan, put it into action. You'll feel better at the end of it. You'll feel greater sense of confidence. And once you exude that confidence, your followers will start picking up on it. And hey, they want a piece of that action, guaranteed. Well, we've reached the end of this episode. And as always, if you have a question, a comment, leave me a voicemail message at the Walking Leader Hotline at 956-720-0060 or tweet it to me at Dave Guerra @DaveGuerra, all one word. And folks, you've been listening to the Walking Leader podcast with me, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader. I do invite you to come back next time where we continue taking the steps on our Walking Leader journey to becoming better leaders and followers. And remember, we must always go beyond the grind and go beyond hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.